Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the 2022 Oklahoma State University Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours underway across the wheat belt of the state of Oklahoma. Check with your local extension office to get details of the plot near you, and you can go to okwheat.org to find out details of the wheat field days that are planned between now and the end of May. The plot tours are a great way to compare wheat varieties side by side in your part of the state. That'll give you more information in making wheat variety decisions for your farm operation. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, proud to support the Wheat Improvement Team and the development of wheat varieties in the state by wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver that address the agronomic challenges in the Southern Plains and produce a high-quality wheat for the end user. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, what was feared came to fruition yesterday as cash cattle traded early and traded lower. Cattle weights are heavier than a year ago, and feedlots don't want to carry them any longer than necessary as feed prices continue to rise. With the potential for weaker cash over the next few weeks and packers having cattle already purchased ahead, feedlots had little desire to play the waiting game. Cash cattle traded generally $2 lower than last week. This sets the tone for the week, which kept the live cattle futures in the red yesterday. There is concern about further cash weakness over the coming weeks as packers continue to purchase cattle for delivery. Now, hog futures began yesterday slowly, but steadily worked higher as the day progressed. Packers became very aggressive, providing traders greater confidence buying futures. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash was up $9.74. This was needed to keep the momentum that began Friday. Cutouts did provide some minor support with a gain of about 56 cents. July Kansas City wheat is lower this morning, down 31.5 cents early with rain falling in Missouri, but moderate to heavy amounts anticipated in the back end of the 7-day forecast for Oklahoma, Central Texas, and Eastern Kansas. The rain may be too late to dramatically change yields and's not expected to reach the far western edges of hard red winter wheat country. July corn is down 2 cents early today, slipping back below $8 as the weather map shows again rain falling from Missouri to Wisconsin. Expected to move across the eastern corn belt later in the day. Overall planting conditions remain favorable for most of the corn belt, but there is a lack of losing corn acres in North Dakota and northern Minnesota where conditions are too wet. July soybeans are trading 3.5 cents higher early today and are priced roughly 55 cents above the August contract, a bullish sign of how willing commercials are to pay up to secure physical soybeans. July soybean meal is starting just a little bit higher. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 19th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. They'll be offering over 31,000 head, 7,650 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, 4,000 weaned calves, 5,300 calves on cows, and over 6,500 beef dairy crosses. All the details are available at SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close, June live cattle down 17 cents yesterday, 133. August down 42, 133.47. August feeder cattle down 65 cents, 166.77. September down 82. 169.22. June hogs up 132 at 105.15. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. July was up 15.75, 13.67¾. September up 15.5, 13.69¼. Chicago wheat July up 30 cents, 12.77½. September up 27¾, 12.78¾. July corn down 8¾, $8.75. September down 5¼ at 7.72¾. July soybeans up 21½, 16.78. August up 17 cents, 16.24 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.